I won't be swayed on this at all. Particularly on a Friday night when everybody else had gone home, I would walk through the mill, making sure everything was neat. You know, even though they were going to work some of them on Saturday mornings, I would always go through just to make sure the place was secure from my point of view. I knew it would be. I mean, Dennis Walker, who did all the locking up. But I just like to go through and make sure. On two or three occasions, at least, I walked through the bottom shed. Everything was quiet. And I'd switch on lights and switch them off again as I walked through. And I turned right from the bottom shed into the scouring. And I put the lights on in the scouring and I walked between the two scouring bowls to the end where there's a conveyor belt which took the waste, the scoured waste, up a ramp and then dropped it into the hopper for the dryer. And on the first occasion, I sensed that I wasn't on my own. And I don't know why, I just felt that. And I turned round and I looked back down the scouring, down the washhouse, and I'm absolutely convinced I saw a figure standing at the end in a large overcoat with a hat on. I don't know whether it was a chilby, I don't think it was a top hat, but some sort of hat. And as soon as I looked, this figure disappeared. And this didn't happen once. It happened maybe four times, different times of the year, but normally when I was in the scouring on my own with nobody else about. And I like to think it was probably my grandfather's father who it was. I rather hope it was.